I've made a list of all of the unusual things that have happened to the Badgers this season, and any one or two would be eventful or enough, but this is getting pretty extensive, all the things that has happened to this team this year.
Oh, it is. Actually, you could write a book. There's enough things that have happened to fill a book. You know, each chapter is its own story. You know, from the coaches leaving in the off season with Paul Chris, six new assistants coming in, to a quarterback coming in that didn't pan out, to a quarterback you never expected to be quarterbacking the team in the Rose Bowl, to firing your offensive line coach early in the season after things didn't work out. And then, of course, L&L culminates with the Badgers finding their stride in the Rose or in the Big Ten title game. It's been an insane year. There's no doubt about it.
By my count, three starting quarterbacks and three overtime losses.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's and you know, the thing is that they played their best game when they had to.
They sure
and
did.
That would be the Big Ten title game. Mm-hmm. So let's hope that they have one more left in them.
And Monty Ball, he starts the year being attacked in an off-campus incident and suffering a concussion to go on to win the career touchdown record.
Yeah. I mean, with all the things that he has been through this season, to end up being named the nation's top running back with the Doak Walker Award. So, I mean, it's just that, with everything else, is just kind of another chapter in that book on this season.
The capstone is Brett Bielema leaving abruptly right after the Big Ten championship game, and Barry Alvarez coming back one last time to coach the Rose Bowl.
It's kind of a fitting end. The fitting end to this would be Coach Alvarez walking off the sidelines with his arms around players and coaches and winning another championship.
In all your years of covering Badger football, how does this season compare in terms of being memorable?
I don't think there's been another season like it. I mean, I've been covering Badger football for almost 15 years here now. I've never been around a season like this. I've never been around a team like this so many times. And, you know, Brett Bielema leaving, you know, I get that. But I think also Brett deserves some credit, too, that at any time, with all the things that happened this season, he could have lost this football team. The overtime losses, the coaching changes, this type of stuff. Never was his 1-0 mentality stronger. He maintained this team's focus, and they got there. You know, some can say they backed in. I get all that.
We should mention that the Badgers got into the title game because the two teams ahead of them in their division were ineligible.
Well, exactly right. I mean, Penn State and Ohio State. You're right. I mean, I think that's the takeaway. If you're an Ohio State fan, you're going to say, well, you backed into the title game. So what? We're playing in the Rose Bowl. You're not.